This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Before I put him out, Joe, can we play Ricky Ricardo? I don't know what he's saying. Ricky Ricardo, to me, is one of the great broadcasters in America. He does everything in broadcasting extremely well. He's a great host at WIP. He's a phenomenal broadcaster in English. He is, I think, maybe even better in Spanish. Here is him on the Eagles Spanish Network. At the end of the Eagles game, please enjoy.
Tiene que pasar por el sur de Filadelfia, por el Lincoln Financial Field. Para llegar al Super Bowl, le tienen que ganar a los Eagles aquí en su gallinero. Veremos a ver. Pero los coaches se dan la mano y los Philadelphia Eagles se llevan la victoria con marcador final de 22-16, número uno.
I can't confirm that he is indicating the game was played at Lincoln Financial Field, that the Eagles got the first seat. That was numero uno. That's
pretty much what I got out
the
of
that,
too.
Of it, I got nothing, but he is out of line with us right now, the great Ricky Ricardo. Hi, Ricky!
Good morning, Ed. Good morning.
Oh, Ricky, we got a lot of ground to cover here. This is the big question. This is the question we have to get answered as soon as possible before we can project what the Eagles are going to do in the playoffs. How injured do you think Jalen Hurts is?
I didn't like what I saw against the Giants. I don't like the fact that the coach was saying that he was sore. When a coach comes out and admits that the guy was pretty sore, then that gives me reason to worry. Now, he is a quick healer, so hopefully in this two-week period here, there's some marked improvement in what we get next weekend, which, by the way, Edge, I think it's going to be against the Giants.
Ooh, that would be interesting,
but
too.
But hopefully it's a marked improvement from what we saw last week against that very same team.
Ricky, what the coach is saying is that, man, we knew it would hurt like hell, but he wasn't going to be injured anymore. If they knew he was going to be that injured, would they call 9 straight pass plays to start the game? Did they really – they were so reckless in their play calling, they put him in the line of fire the first 9 snaps.
Yeah, something tells me that there might be some gamesmanship going on
here.
Yeah,
we're getting sandbagged. They're sandbagging us, Ricky. It's not that bad. I guarantee you it's not that bad.
Yeah. Well, in these extra 2 weeks, obviously, to get him ready for that game next weekend, I think he'll be just – I think the Eagles are going to pop back. They had their lull. I think this bye week gives them time to refresh, get everything back in order. I think the team that was dominating before the Washington loss, that's the version of the Eagles that we're going to get next weekend. And I'm telling you, I think it's going to be a rematch against the Giants. I don't see Seattle winning. I see Tampa Bay. I'm going to be at the Tampa Bay-Dallas game here in Tampa. I'll be there on Monday night. Brady beats Dallas. But I think the Giants are going to beat Minnesota, who almost beat them if it wasn't for a 61-yard field goal at the end a couple of weeks ago. I think it's a round 3 turnpike tussle. Giants-Eagles probably on a Saturday night at Lincoln Financial Field.
Ricky, what you were saying does not please me. I got to tell you why.
Why not?
I don't want the Giants. I don't want the Giants. I think the Vikings will find a way to beat them. I think the NFL would like, well, I guess they would like the Giants because they're a bigger TV market. But, Ricky, how was your holiday? Did you have a great Christmas and New Year's?
Oh, no, no. My Christmas was ruined by the Dallas Cowboys. But I'll tell you this.
What?
I don't think Brady is going out this weekend. Brady has got the Cowboys' number. The game is in Tampa. I don't think Brady is done yet. I think the NFC is going to end up being Tampa Bay at San Francisco, New York at Philadelphia, and Brady puts the Cowboys out of their misery here this weekend, and that just ridiculous head coach of theirs is going to get fired, and probably the ex-New Orleans coach,
right,
Sean Payton, ends up in Dallas.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my responsibility to tell you when you have heard misinformation. Everything Ricky just said is incorrect, including the fact that Mike McCarthy is getting fired. I just played a cut of Jerry Jones, who said, under no circumstances will he fire McCarthy. Are you going to tell me that Jerry Jones is a liar?
Yes, he is.
Ricky, what? I got to know this now. Threw me off. How'd you get tickets to the playoff game? Who do you know?
Tampa Bay and Dallas?
Who
Dallas
do you know in Tampa?
In Tampa, I know plenty of folks. They're right across the street from where the Yankees train. So believe me, I got plenty of those connections.
All right, what about, are you taking your fiance, McCoo?
No, I'm going with one of the boys. She could care less. She watches the game on TV. No, I'm going with one of the guys that I grew up with. It's a big football fan.
Ricky, how many years you been engaged?
Since you introduced us, a year later we got engaged. So
that's like 10 years. That's like 8 or 9 years.
8 years, yeah.
Ricky, yeah. Come on, step up to the plate, Ricky. What's going on
here? We're waiting for you. Now that you'll have a lot of extra time coming up here in the next couple of months, then we're going to go to Vegas. Okay,
let me tell you something.
To be the guy that does the set. Remember, you are an ordained minister, or at least you were at one point.
No, I am. I paid $39.95. I could get that renewed.
Renewed, we'll take you to Vegas, and we'll get this done.
I want to say, Rhea, I swear, I hate weddings.
I know you do.
I would attend Ricky Ricardo's wedding because it would be great.
You're blessed.
All right, I guarantee it. Ricky, you could even get Super Freak there. Well, is he dead? Oh, he died?
Yes, he's dead. Yeah.
Oh, he's dead. Well, I, but,
God. Jeez.
I can't
really?
Do that.
Really?
All right, back to the football. I'm sorry. I get sidetracked there. I'm going to put you in the middle of this because I'm going to bring this up in a little while. This is a tough one, Ricky.
All right.
Who is more responsible for the Eagles' success this season, Jalen Hurts or Howie Roseman?
Ooh,
see,
that's a tremendous question.
Pro Football Talk yesterday named Howie Roseman Executive of the Year. And it got me thinking, oh, my God, A.J. Brown, how much better did he make Hurts? On the other side of the ball, Reddick, what do you have, 16 sacks? He was phenomenal. All these guys he added, remember, they couldn't stop the run. The next week, they got Joseph and Sue in the middle of the line. I'm going to vote for Howie here, and I want to see what you think.
I agree 1,000%. What Howie Roseman has done in the course of just a couple of seasons, turning this roster over and putting pieces in place to get the most out of Jalen Hurts' talents, I think you have to tip your hat to Howie Roseman. The way he pulls off the salary cap, everything going forward, it's a very, very happy locker room, and these guys get along. The chemistry of this team is fantastic. The veterans he brought in towards the end, Linval, Joseph, Sue, people like that, whatever contributions they can bring now in the postseason, I think are going to shine through. Howie Roseman is, I think, reason number one that the Philadelphia Eagles are number one in the NFC and have a bye, and I think in a couple of weeks, we're going to the desert.
100%, man.
We're going to the desert, Rhea. That's the Super Bowl.
Yes.
All right. Don't take this the wrong way. I only have one other question for you, Ricky.
All right.
Do you think Philly's manager, Rob Thompson, is handsome?
Do I think Rob Thompson? No, Rob Thompson. No, no.
Well, you are incorrect. Rob Thompson is the second most handsome manager in baseball.
Behind who?
Behind Buck Showalter is one. All right? No, these are actual ranks done by assessing managers' faces. All right? Showalter 1, Thompson 2, Francona 5, right? 12 is Kapler. And you know who beats them all, including Thompson? John Johnson.
That's right.
Do you think John Johnson's handsome?
Tell him, Rick.
John Johnson is an extreme. I have a man crush. I've had a man crush on Johnson for years.
Oh, no. No, that is not good, Rick.
The most handsome manager in baseball has got to be
right.
Gabriel Kapler.
And no, Kapler's 12, and Aaron Boone, he's your Yankee guy. He's 13.
Yeah, no, Aaron's got that nose, that Bob Boone nose that kind of throws the look off a little bit.
And I am ranked 29th among the 30. The only guy I'm better looking is Matt Quatraro of the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, well, he looks like the equipment guy that drives the truck, so.
Stop. Ricky Ricardo. I am in constant awe of you, my
Super
friend.
Super funky.
Be well. Monday night, baby.
Be well, Ricky.
Dallas at Tampa. I'll be there, but it's going to be the Giants, Ed.
I think I may be booking Ricky for next Tuesday. We'll see what he thinks. He'll be there.
Absolutely. Ricky.